Listen, 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather around your radio now for
Fusey and Aaron.
It's cool, no doubt.
As in temperature-wise?
Yes.
Mm.
Now, today, Alpha Bucks, we know that that's 7, we know it's 8 o'clock.
I've got a real good feeling about Alpha Bucks when I say I reckon someone will win $10,000 at 7 o'clock.
Can I throw something at
Please
you both?
Do. Yeah.
Because even when you speak to us, you get high tea for two people at QT for the Adriano Zumbo Desserts Experience, which is absolutely staggering.
Oh,
but
yes.
Also before 7 o'clock, friends, before 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets to see Justin Bieber in concert.
Oh, stop
Wait,
it.
You've buried the lead there. Biebs.
I want to see them because it's sold out and then they, I think, announced a what? New one, Ed.
Si, so, senor.
Mate, these are hard. These are impossible to get.
Well, it's crazy. I mean, it's money can't buy them. You have to be listening to us. But, guys, it's the Queen. It's all about the Queen. It's all about her jubilee. She's right now over there in England partying her ass off.
Sorry, what?
The Queen's partying her ass
no,
off.
No, I think she's pulled out of something today because she's not feeling particularly well.
Because of the party she's been at. Can we seriously go to London?
Crossing live. We're crossing live to the UK to see our correspondent who was there at the Diamond Jubilee to find out just how far away Meghan Markle got sat.
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
But the real celebration is happening in England right now, or it happened over the last few hours, last 12 hours.
I could not get enough of this stuff. I love it.
The Queen, 70 years on the throne, celebrated by the world. And the scenes from London, incredible. With her on the balcony with her entourage, selected entourage.
Family.
But what's it like over there? That's what we need to know.
Let's find out from Channel 10 and the project's UK correspondent who is on the ground, Lucy McDonald. Lucy, what was it like?
Wow, it's one of 4 days. So today's just the beginning. But it's been pretty incredible. There have been thousands of people on the street. One of my favourite moments was the flypast of planes over Buckingham Palace in the figure of 70, which is all very impressive. And then red, white and blue. Smoke coming out of the planes, and we had, I think it was Prince Louis, who's the Queen's great-grandson, wasn't impressed, hands over ears, screaming.
Sweet.
But around about now, there's about 3,000 beacons being lit across the country. I think there's been some lit in Australia as well, to mark this, 70 years on the throne.
The Sydney Harbour Bridge was lit up, and I think the Opera House in the colours of the Queen.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. How does anyone hold a job for 70 years, let alone the top job in the world,
also,
potentially?
She's more popular than ever here. Is that the same in England?
I don't know. I think they've done lots of polls, and I think the average is 6 in 10 people really support the monarchy. But then if you separate the monarchy and the Queen, and then if you separate younger people perhaps not as up for the monarchy, London and Scotland not as up for the monarchy, but generally for this celebration, everyone is up for it. It's a 4-day weekend. There's parties, there's street parties. Although we did just hear that the Queen has pulled out of this big Thanksgiving service at St Paul's Cathedral tomorrow. So after experiencing discomfort today on the balcony. So she's not actually going to be attending what for her, I think, because she has a deep faith, was the pinnacle of the celebration. So that's a real shame.
That's a downer. Is there any way that she could Zoom in? I wonder if they could get her on a screen or do you think that could happen, Lucy?
Do like a hologram or an avatar, something like that, maybe.
Yeah. Speaking of holograms, holograms and avatars, let's talk about who wasn't there, who does not get any balcony time anymore. Where have they sat, Harry and Meghan? There was pictures of them near a dumpster. How far away were they kept?
That was Eugenie, I think, near the dumpster.
Well, I think apparently it was only working royals who were invited. So that was 17 on the balcony. And in some years, obviously, we've seen the balcony creaking with the weight of all the royals. But Harry and Meghan, I think, were very keen not to attract headlines. They were at a different building overlooking Buckingham Palace. Oh, that was a really there, was it?
Yeah, I'm not into them. Sorry, in case it's not clear, I really don't like them.
What about Andrew, though? I mean, is he? They've said he's got COVID. Does England believe that Andrew has COVID?
Well, it's convenient, isn't it? Because, you know, he was invited, but he's not gone. Yes, so he has got COVID. That's the reports anyway.
Yeah.
So what will we see more of Meghan and Harry? Because even though they're very divisive, they're, you know, they're, it's juicy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they're supposed to be at this big Thanksgiving service tomorrow. I know they were supposed to meet the Queen there. I don't think she's met Lilibet, their one-year-old daughter, who's actually named after the Queen. And apparently there's rumours, as with the royals, there's all these rumours and then there's counter rumours. But apparently Lilibet might be being christened while the family are over here. So Harry and Meghan, I think they're quite keen not to steal the headlines, or that's the story anyway.
Now, what about Charles? I see Charles next to the Queen and he's not a young man anymore. Lucy, no. Is there a sense that people want Charles to get a turn as king?
I don't know. I mean, I think he's 76. I thought, actually, as he stood next to the Queen today, he looked quite nervous, and I wondered if he knew something about her health, because he looked very kind of anxious, I thought. She was very stoic. You never see the Queen anything other than stoic. But I think people genuinely love the Queen. They love her, the consistency throughout her life, 70 years. You know, she's always been there, the changing face of the Queen. But she's been this, you know, solid part of what it means to be British. People don't feel the same about Charles. Yeah. They just don't. So, you know, who knows what the future of the monarchy is going to be like.
Is there any chance when the Queen passes they'll just wind it up? Is there any
they got too much stuff.
I think the family will be fighting, you know,
crash sale
everything.
Wind it up. Well, we'll wind it up, but Lucy.
Thank you.
On the project, on Channel 10, the project's UK correspondent. Thank you, Lucy McDonald. It is 6:15. Hughie and Erin in Sydney. Oh, yes.
No, we need to ask a question. We've got High Tea at QT to give away.
With the Willy Wonka of desserts, Adrian Zumbo. Book online at qthotels.com. They've launched the new High Tea. This place is unbelievable.
So all you have to do is answer the question, should Australia become a republic? The talk is starting again.
It always does. Whenever anything special happens, it's always there. But what sparked it, though, is Anthony Albanese is named a minister for the republic in his cabinet. For the first time.
Well, that sounds like he wants it down.
Absolutely.
So, all right, this is the yes or no, should Australia become a republic? I'm sure Albo loves this show and he will take notice of what we say here. So the question about republic is back on the agenda. There's a minister for the republic. Is that right?
Announced earlier this week in the Albanese cabinet, yes.
That's a strange thing to announce when we aren't a republic.
Completely. I think it's for the advocation of one.
So, and Albo, the Prime Minister, said he loves the Queen. And it feels like he's waiting her out. Mm. And then when she passes, which we all will, it will be a sad moment.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be really sad. I think she's incredible.
But when that happens, do we go to the Republic? Mm. Do we want to see Prince Charles on our coins?
It takes a few years to go. Remember, it takes a few years to flick them all over. So then we'd have to do it again once he wanders off. So it's going to cost a lot.
Well, no, because it'd be a quick turnover. Because as we've said, he's...
But I mean, Biden's like in his late 70s and look how well he's going.
Oh, shut up. That's a terrible thing to say.
What?
It
makes me feel good that someone in their late 70s is running the free world. And it makes me, because I'm 38, so I feel like I've still got ages to go before I peak.
Yeah. You could be queen.
But what do you think? What do we think around here? And be honest.
Let's go to Lidcombe and meet Ashley. How do you feel about those royals, Ashley?
Oh, I love those royals.
Yeah, you love those
royals. Yeah, don't want to be a republic.
You don't, because you don't. Why not? Just because you love the royals.
Yeah, just love the royals. I think Charles might even abdicate and then Prince William might just become king straight away. Yeah, and I think he would be really good.
Yeah, but you're kidding yourself. There's no way Charles is going to wait 70 years and abdicate. Charles.
Yeah.
Got to remember that the Queen said, Ashley, that Camilla is allowed to be queen. And once she said that, then Charles was like, no, we need to do it.
People want that.
No one does. No one likes her.
But also, you don't get a choice. It's birthright. They're born into the position. There's no election for them, mate.
The Queen's only on there because because someone else abdicated.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
Mate, look at the history. It's powerful.
Her father died, but we need an abdication to get them all moving on. Edward, yeah, they had to move up.
Yeah, but they got
to
choose.
Up and over.
Well, they got to choose. Because Edward, he went out with a married woman,
hey,
didn't he?
Hey, yeah, Mrs. Simpson.
Oh, that's right.
American
looked
actress.
Like Meghan Markle, didn't she? There was someone made that reference that they were very similar. They wore the same outfit once.
You know what? And I've actually read books about this. And they were on the fans of the Germans back in the during the war.
That's big time. Yeah, right. Because Philip was, yeah. Anyway, that's a whole
big
other kettle
fans
of fish.
Of the,
I agree with you, Ashley.
Jumped on the wrong side. Yeah. But she wants to keep the royals.
I think absolutely keep the royals. I used to want to marry Prince William and my sister wanted to marry Harry.
Yeah, right. You are William's heir, aren't you? Was that when he had hair or didn't matter?
No, he had hair.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
Kylie from Hazelbrook, would you like to keep the royals?
Hello. No. We've got to be 100% republic. 100%.
We got to make our own way in this planet, don't we?
Yeah, definitely.
Can I ask you a separate question, Kylie? Do you like track and field medals?
Yeah, of course I do.
Right, well, then you're out of the Commonwealth. You're not going to get any, are you, Kylie?
Yeah.
Can't they go in?
You ain't getting those on the world stage.
Hang on.
That's a really good
You know
one.
What? But Jamaica.
It's been a long time.
Jamaica just become a republic. So
oh,
can
did they?
Yes, Jamaica's a republic.
Oh, my God. We're going to have
the
Or is it Barbados?
Hell?
I don't know.
Oh,
one of them's a republic.
Oh, dear.
One of them is.
They're very different countries.
If they're kicked out, we can get some sprinting medals,
my
can't we?
My God.
Get on the 100-meter track.
Is Shervington still running?
No, he's still looking good, but I don't think he's running.
QT Sydney High T, thank you both.
Well, what's the result? Have we got a percentage result?
Yeah,
that's
we
what
do.
We're after.
Yeah, no.
Well,
70...
what do you two think? You two staying on the fences?
No, I'm a Republic guy. I was almost joined the Republic movement. You know, I did join the Republic movement.
Oh,
some bloke knocked on my door and said, you want to join the Republic movement?
It was Malcolm Turnbull. Back in the day, it used to be Malcolm Turnbull.
I was
who
paying
did that.
Membership. I was
what
paying
the,
membership.
You probably still are, knowing your
Some
record.
Somebody came to a gig what? In Sydney and said, can you sign this? I said, sure. And he said, now you're part of my Republican Party. And then that guy knocked on my door one day, like he'd found me in the like, and he just knocked on my door and said, I need my dues. You haven't paid your membership this year.
It's a shakedown. It's a Republic shakedown.
What about you?
Oh, no, we need to join up with China. Quick smart.
What's the result?
70% say yes to the Republic.
Ah,
it's done. News time.
No, it's not done.
It is done.
No, it's not.
That's
done.
Official.
And it was Barbados, you idiot, too.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That sucks.
It's close. They're next door, aren't they? I'm pretty sure they are.
They are.
I'm not a geographer.
They both play for the West Indies in the cricket.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Thank you. Susie, Ed and Aaron. You've got to be ever vigilant now more than ever because the cost of living is going through the roof.
Sorry, you've got to be ever vigilant now more than ever?
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's two evers. But yeah,
is that all right? Actually, no, maybe it is.
No, you're right. If I wrote that down, I would change that. I'd go, no, that's two evers in four words. That's wrong. But what I'm saying is the cost of living's crazy.
Yeah.
Cost of power's out of control.
Too much, yeah.
Fridge is a part of the problem, isn't it? Fridge and freezer. They suck up electricity.
Why do we even use them? You can just salt your meat.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There was a time before fridges and freezers.
Yeah.
It's time before PowerPoints.
Everyone lived, didn't they? Till they were 40.
Back in the day.
Did not.
Anyway,
PowerPoints.
What about PowerPoints?
No, so you're right. They didn't have PowerPoints.
Yeah,
it
right,
feels
exactly.
like we could do this all morning.
They didn't even have radios back in the day.
No,
they,
oh my God, we'd be completely screwed.
What did they listen
we'd
to?
Have to go to everyone's house and just talk in front of them.
Yeah,
be or just exhausting.
Be silent. Commune with the
or get real jobs.
Great
God help
so,
us.
So the other day, my wife said, disaster at home. I'm like, oh, well, what can you do? What is it? She said, someone left the freezer door open in the morning. And it was open all day.
Oh, no.
And everything in the freezer, which is a large freezer, it's one from bottom to, you know, it's the freezer fridge combo. You know those ones?
Yeah,
Side by side.
Oh,
yes.
She said everything is melted. It's all got to go.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, well, you know what? This is a good chance to rejuvenate because things can stay in freezers for a long time, if you know what I mean.
No, yeah, it was pretty obvious what you meant. It wasn't.
You put it in the freezer, you're going to eat it one day, and then years go past and you haven't eaten it. And so I said to my wife, well, when you're cleaning out all that mess,
you're cleaning it out.
Yeah, I picked up on that.
I said, check out what the oldest thing is. And what did she come up with?
Okay, this is a photo. It's Pampas Filo Pastry. Oh, yeah. Best before 30 August. Where's the year?
After that,
18C.
No, I don't
know
what the
C is. Christ?
No, I think it must be.
That's correct.
I think it must be 18. I don't know what the C is.
2018.
I don't know why the C is there. I have no idea why the C is there. So that's 4 years that Pampas pastry has been, and that's the use by, and that's be. Pampas, I imagine, that's probably been in there for 7 years.
Yeah, true, to be honest, because stuff like that would have years on its use by date. Yeah, 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 right.
So it begged the question, how long something been in your freezer? Mm.
Righto, in the freezer and forgotten about, we're playing, ironically, for high tea for two people at QT with the new Adriana Zumbo desserts experience, which couldn't be more fresh if it tried. So 131060. Stuff that just stayed in the freezer. What was it? Just was in there forever. You pulled it out. You went, oh, God, help me.
Do you reckon anyone now could be listening and go, I'm going to go to my freezer and check it out?
I was just going to say that. I'd love to play freezer lottery where someone's, if you're listening at home or close to the freezer, get close to the freezer, we'll grab an item and just see how long it's been in there.
For two people to go to high tea, a QT, Adrian Zumbo, that's next level. That is such a small effort for a great reward.
How long in the freezer?
13, 10, 60, freezer lottery. How long has the stuff been stuck in there?
Someone in our house left the freezer door open and everything melted and we had to throw it all out. A lot of vegan food in there apparently, so that's all gone.
Yeah. Good.
But the oldest thing we found was used by a date.
Filo pastry from 2018.
2018. So that's 4 years.
Yeah. But it would have been put in there probably 4 years prior to that because it's got a long live date.
Yeah. Can we beat that?
Well, here comes Lisa from Penrith. What was in the freezer? Lisa?
Yes.
What was in the freezer, Lisa?
I have had breast milk in my freezer for 7 years.
And how old are these children now?
7.
Yeah. So they're no longer on the breast, I imagine. What are we going to do? Can you drink it or not?
No, definitely not. I think it can be in a freezer for 6 months. But I had twins, and it was a big thing to be able to breastfeed them.
Yeah, you
so
did
I've got
well.
This strange, and I did it for 2 years. So I've got a strange attachment to this.
Wow.
No, don't throw that. You know,
that's a trophy.
When I was breastfeeding at Channel 9 during the Footy Show years, my hairdresser had what's the rash called that you get?
Psoriasis.
Over her feet, right? And the only thing that's ever helped her, and she's had it her whole life, was my breast milk. So I would literally squeeze it out and just straight onto her.
You are full of stories, dude. You need a book, honestly.
But anyway, and it cleared up her psoriasis.
You would squeeze out your boob milk onto someone else's.
I'd pump and then I'd either give her that or she'd just lift up each foot, like once she'd done my hair, and I'd do a squeeze and it would clear it up. So what I'm saying, Lisa, you could donate that to someone with psoriasis.
I feel like you're the Lady Jesus. You know,
no, there's something. And she's tried other girls at Channel 9's breast milk since and none of it's worked.
That's crazy.
All right, let's just put a pin in that for another day. I feel like that bears.
What other uses for breast milk?
Yes, it's actually a great
topic. But Lisa, you're going to keep your breast milk forever, is that right?
I am going to keep it for a little bit longer. I have, as Erin said, I've thrown lots in the bath with the kids over the years for their eczema, and it works a treat.
Oh, have you done that as well? Oh, I just thought, I didn't know this was a thing. Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, I used to, I did.
So you would pump into the bath, squeeze.
Oh, no, I would have kilos of breast milk in the freezer, and I would just pop it in the bath, and the girls thought they were having a bubble bath, and I'd have this beautiful milky stuff floating around.
Oh, that's amazing.
I used to get terrible eczema when I worked at the abattoir, so I had no idea I could have just walked up to
a pregnant slaughterhouse worker
and gone, squeeze a bit out.
They need to have had the baby. I think that's how it works, Ed, right? More recent with this than us.
Yeah, no, absolutely right.
Well, what about cow's milk, though? That's breast milk from cows.
No, it's not. They don't have breasts.
It comes out of teats.
Udders.
It's still a teat.
No, absolutely right. No, absolutely right. Do you want to talk to Jan from Caringbah quickly, or do you want to stay here?
No, keep going.
Jan from Caringbah, what was in the freezer?
A flathead.
Yeah, a flathead. How long was this flathead in the freezer?
15 years.
Yeah. No,
Jan. And why was it in the freezer for 15 years?
It's still there. My husband caught it, and it's a big one, and he refuses to throw it out.
Oh. Biggest one he ever caught.
But you know what? Every time he opens the freezer, he realizes that he's a champion, you know, and he got the job done. So
it's Jen, so old school because now
he pulls it out to look at it, does he?
To show people.
Jen,
that is
Jen, could you get a photo of it? We would like to put it on our socials. Yes. Would that be? We would like to pump up your husband's flathead. Would that be all right?
I suppose so. I can do that.
Yeah, right. It's interesting because kids nowadays would put it on Instagram and then that would be it. They just take photos. But that's old school true. Is to keep something that's a memento.
You know what? We should do. We should put all these photos on socials. Yeah. I want to see the breast milk. I want to see the flathead. Can we do one more? Can we beat 15 years?
Oh, Michelle, no, from Michelle from Sydenham, what has been in the freezer?
My wedding cake.
How long, Michelle?
Yes.
19.
Oh, 19 years. You're still together?
Yes, we are still together.
Are you as happy as you were on your wedding day or slightly less?
Depends on what day of the week it is.
Thank you. Susie, Ed and Erin. You know what I love? I love it when you two want to talk pets because everyone except you two have pets and pets are great.
And this is something that, so my partner?
Your partner. Oh, shit, your boyfriend.
Weird saying that.
Your hot boyfriend.
Went to see his mum a couple of days ago and he said that her dog walked out and was acting really shy and coy because it had had a haircut. I just could not stop laughing. And apparently that's a thing because I said, that's ridiculous that a dog would feel self-conscious because they got their hair cut. He said, no, it's actually a thing.
Well, I have two dogs and one of them in particular, Bubbles, gets haircuts quite regularly. A lot of haircuts.
But does he then actually be it? Whatever.
Bubbles is a woman.
Why do I keep saying he? Yeah.
Because you don't care about Bubbles.
I don't.
She worked at Channel 9.
So yeah, it is a thing, and it's different for them because they all of a sudden they look
not
different.
A thing. I've had enough of this.
No, they're nude. So,
do you know what this is? This is like when people look at their dogs and they go, "Oh, look how happy they are," and then they look back at the dog and they go, "Oh, look how much fun they're having," and going, "You are projecting this onto that animal.
So
all that
true.
Animal, no, that animal is thinking about food. And if you left today and someone else walked in and gave it the same food, it would give them the same appreciation that it gives you.
No,
I don't want to hear this rubbish anymore.
You have to hear
no
it.
One's dogs. No one. No one's dogs, pets, horses, gerbils feels any different when their hair is cut. And to suggest they do is a farce.
No, it's not a farce. I tell you,
it's a farce.
Bubbles is fully clothed, and then you cut Bubbles' hair, and like Bubbles is nude.
Does
and
he put its little paw?
She looks at me, going, "Why am I naked?"
Does she put her little paw on her crotch?
Why am I naked?
Does she try and cover herself, preserve her modesty and dignity?
Oh, look, I don't know about it. Whether she does that. But she's different. Yeah, there's a lot of people who...
Yeah, I can see the board's lit up.
Oh, well, we haven't given it a chance. We've got a 5-second delay. Something you'll say one day to get us taken off air. So I tell you, people are grooming their dogs left, right and centre. You put it out.
Yeah, we know that, bro. But what we're saying is that the dog doesn't then feel different or walk with a bit more swagger because it's got a hot modern haircut.
Well, often dogs do enjoy it and they eventually do enjoy their grooming. And they know they look good.
They don't know they look
mate,
good.
Mate, 13 10 60, we need people with pets to come through here.
God help me. Righto, 13 10 60, lines are open. The QT Sydney has launched a new high tea with the Willy Wonka of desserts, Adriano Zumbo. Book online at qthotels.com. We got high tea for two people at QT for the beautiful, beautiful high tea with the Adriano Zumbo desserts for those.
Open the lines.
Well, the lines are open and no one's calling because I'm right. No.
5-second delay. 5-second delay. Has it been 5 seconds?
13, 10, 60.
Ah, here they go.
They're going to agree with me don't have any feeling towards grooming.
They're like oysters. They have no central nervous system.
People love their dogs and they're going to come. They're all right. Look at this.
Okay, it's lit up, but
they're
probably
coming.
Just to say you're ridiculous, right, Ed?
I think to say it's money well spent. Susie, Ed and Erin. Have a look at that photo, guys. Have a look at that photo of two dogs, Barkley and Bubbles.
Which one's Barkley?
Barkley's the bigger one, the bitey one.
Oh, he's so cute. And which one's Bubbles?
Bubbles is there's only two of them there, mate.
He's so cute with his little pink bow.
That's just after they've been groomed. I mean, what a beautiful photo.
Actually, Bubbles is really cute.
Yeah.
No. He's really sweet. Look at those eyes.
Look at that photo.
Oh, there's actually, I don't even like things, but they're cute.
It's money well spent, Ed. Money well spent.
I don't think it is. You can't, you know, I mean, it's the old, yeah, it's old lipstick on a pig stuff. Oh. You know what I mean?
Mate, they listen to this show. They do.
Good. You know, I volunteered yesterday to help.
No, that's
laughing because it's
mate,
true.
Also, you're not a frontline worker, mate, and you're not.
Well, neither are you, hero.
Well, what is it? Was that? Was it COVID in that syringe that you were offering for them?
No, no, much more. Much more permanent.
The vaccine.
Are you a grooming, pampering type, Christine from Bexley? What type of dog do you have?
I have a little Maltese terrier.
What's the name?
Her name's Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. How old is Wednesday?
Wednesday's about 14, and she loves going to the parlour. She thinks she's a princess.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she gets dressed up. I dress her up in pyjamas of a night, coats when it's cold, tracksuits, ribbons, the whole lot.
Christine, you said she thinks she's a princess.
She is a princess.
Does she think she's a princess, or do you think
she's a
princess?
She's got a strut about her.
And you know what, Christine, with the Queen doing her jubilee today, how old's the Queen? 96.
Mm-hmm.
14 times 7, what's that?
70, 4 times 7, 24, 94. 38.
She's about the Queen's age.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and she's
great for her age.
She look good for her age.
All right, Christine. So we've got ribbons on a Maltese Terrier. Righto. Jim from Jim from French's Forest, how many dogs?
Three.
Oh, God. What are they?
A Papillon, a Shih Tzu, and a Pomeranian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you want them to look their best. They want to look their best, don't they, Jim?
Well, they want to look their best. Yeah, I doubt that anymore. It cost me $270 to look their best the other day.
Ooh.
Mate, money well spent. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask, Jim, do they know when they've had, you know, a little updo or a little kind of fix up? Like, do they walk with a bit more swagger? Do they get a bit shy? Do they know that they've been groomed?
Oh, definitely. But the Shih Tzu, she used to have to be put out, like knocked out. It used to cost $100 and they'd knock her out with a needle so they could cut the hair.
Well, you need so you have to pay for an anaesthetist to come.
Yeah, I'm not joking. Jim. That's the truth.
Jim.
You couldn't get a pair of nail scissors, Jim, and do it yourself?
Nah, and you do that when you've got to clean the bot and around the eyes, but
not the bot.
Jim, have you ever gone without stuff so that those dogs can look their best?
Mate, I'm fifth in line. The dogs, the kids, and me.
Thank you, Jim. Well, you're going to the QT for the beautiful high tea. It is 7:25.
We need photos. What about photos of these dogs online?
All right,
are you allowed to ask for them?
I can ask for photos of dogs.
The freezer thing was touch and go, but yeah, the dogs are okay.
News time. Still got tickets to Justin Bieber to give away. Alpha Bucks is at 8 o'clock for $10,000.
But also, you've got to remember, we've got a therapist who's going to come on air.
I'm nervous about
We've all done tests, and their therapist is going to tell us which of us three is most in need of therapy.
I don't need her to tell us that.
The other day I saw a comedian. She was very, very funny. I've got to remember her name, actually. That's terrible. But she talked about her therapist, and she asked the crowd, we all have a therapist, don't we? And most of the crowd said, yes, we do. And I had no idea that so many people were seeing therapists.
Yeah. I know it's really common, but none of us really do we?
Well, none of us have seen therapists, have we, on a regular basis?
Yeah, because we obviously just don't need to.
Well, do we? That's the question.
So we're joined, author of The New Teenage by Joe Lamble, which is out now, clinical psychologist. Joe Lamble, thank you for your time, Joe.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Joe.
Morning. Now, Joe, I imagine that you, and fair enough, rightly so, probably believe that people do benefit from therapy.
Well, certainly I am going to say yes, but look, obviously, if someone's got anxiety or depression, it's good to see a psychologist. Absolutely. But there are so many other reasons why people can benefit from seeing a therapist that you probably don't realise. You know, often people think, right, I've got to have a serious mental health issue or a diagnosable disorder to see someone. But there are a lot of people, just like you three, who could benefit from therapy.
So if you're in a lift with someone and you have a quick chat to them, maybe between floors, could you tell they probably would benefit from therapy? Is that easy to tell, or do you have to delve deeper?
No, look, the bottom line is, and I'm not trying to push this because, guys,
it's actually impossible to get an appointment with a therapist at the moment. So let's just put that out there because of this, you know, horrendous epidemic. So, but yeah, you can tell. Mainly, what you ought to look for is if you've got low confidence, if you're having trouble making decisions, if you notice a pattern in your relationships, you keep making the same mistakes. Okay. You know, you're feeling overwhelmed by little things in life, or these are sort of things that it's good to talk to therapist about because you're not going to feel like a burden because they're they're really effective. Yep. That's your job, exactly. Getting paid for it. They can point out the patterns, and hopefully they can point out some strategies. Whereas when you talk to friends, and friends are fabulous, but they've got their own agenda, they've got their own experiences, they're trying to share some airtime.
But I'm a good friend to talk to because if you've got any problems in your life, I'm there to laugh at them. You know,
and then do them on
air. Is good in therapy, guys. Laugh is good.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay, now, Joe, we've all completed, the three of us completed an online questionnaire as to the likelihood that we would benefit from therapy, such as yourself. And so you've looked at the results. And of the three of us...
If you've got a sense of us, you've got a sense of the three of us, haven't you, Joe?
Yeah. Can we all do a pitch like as to why we don't need it, why we think we're doing really well?
Do a pitch, please. Yeah.
Well, I know that on face value, I went through a family breakdown, a federal court case, a massive change in career. My dad wasn't
music.
Well.
Oh, no, but also...
and generally I'm quite an anxious person in an industry that's unforgiving and that favours youth. And beauty.
Oh, Joe, but is
thank
there...
you, Miss Heard.
Hang on, but Joe, is there... would you ever just say just too hard? She'd be a too hard, I reckon.
No, see, Erin, you've got insight. Yeah. That's insight. So, you know, that means you don't need therapy as much as two little gentlemen sitting beside you.
Yes, little gentlemen. Yes.
I knew this
why would you call us little? I mean, well, he's 6'5" and I'm above average.
Young gentlemen. I'm 5'1".
Young
gentlemen. Now, looking at these results on the therapy.
Can we get a drum roll?
Yep. You've got to rank us.
Hang on. Are you ranking Erin as third?
No way.
No, yeah.
I am ranked, and so did the quiz, ranked Erin as the least likely to need therapy.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Joe.
Uzi and Ed, you both scored in the 20 to 41 range, which means you should probably benefit from therapy. So, and out of the two of you, you know, you probably would say that, Uzi, the fact that you're surprised that you need therapy or anyone needs therapy or needs therapists probably means you need it the most.
Yes.
But,
Hang on, there was a but.
But does the therapist need you, Hughesy? Because seriously, that you would be a very tricky client.
Yeah, because I would just call BS too much.
You'd call BS, exactly. You'd make a joke of everything flippant, and even though it would be a great laugh, the therapist might think, what am I doing here?
Yeah. Unsalvageable.
The therapist would need therapy after a session with him. Yes. I'm thinking
unsalvageable. Joe Lamble.
He lost
the new
case.
Now, Christina from Blacktown, you always knew it, didn't you? You always knew it was Hughesy, didn't you? You knew, Christina. Yes. Yeah, you knew.
Yes, I did. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I know. Thank
you
so much.
You're welcome. We're really happy
to. Let's celebrate me needing therapy.
Hughesy, Ed and Erin.
He's up and he is angry.
I always feel sorry for reality TV contestants because they're, you know, it's like being in prison and they get tortured.
Correct.
But it's normally maths people where psychologists have put two dudes who just shouldn't be together. But MasterChef made me feel really angry.
Why?
Wednesday night's episode, which I saw yesterday afternoon, all right?
Yeah.
Here's one of the contestants talking about what their challenge was.
To finish our menu today, our dessert is going to be based on the forest floor.
Yeah, that's what I want my dessert based on, the forest floor. With all the leaves that are falling down, all the poo from all the animals that are swinging through the vines.
Don't forget the urine.
Yeah, the urine, the bugs, the diseases that are riddled through the floor of the forest.
Yep.
Monkeypox meringue.
Yes, monkeypox meringue. So now we've got Jock talking about what they've got to do.
In terms of our forest floor, I mean, the twigs You get it from a visual aspect, really nice and organic looking. But from a flavour profile, it probably needed a bit more mushroom to make me buy into Forest Floor concept.
Your dessert needed more mushroom? Your dessert needed more mushroom.
Also, all we get told is to not eat mushrooms off the floor. They're going to kill us. I don't want that.
Right, or anything off the floor.
So Andy has a crack at one of these mushroom-based desserts. Yeah. Have a listen to what he says.
When I first tasted the mushroom ice cream, I was like, yeah, like, that's tasty. But then once you get the bitterness of the chocolate, the sweet sourness, I would say, of the raspberries and the blackberries, it really does drain it out.
Because all you're left with is mushrooms in ice cream. What, do they even hear themselves?
That is disgusting.
No one is ever going to go to Haagen-Dazs and say, give me some mushroom. Give me a mushroom sundae.
But only the ones that come off the floor. What the hell?
Now, Ed Cavalli, yesterday when you left the show to bring your beautiful wife home from hospital, Erin brought up the fact that she was about to see a trainer for the first time. Mm-hmm. We had this conversation.
I'm nervous. What if he wants me to do stuff I can't do and everyone thinks I'm a loser?
What sort of noise are you going to make? I know that when I had a personal trainer, their main job was to lift me during chin-ups.
Do you reckon he'll lift me?
Yeah, he would lift you.
Wow. Now, fun.
We know she was excited to see all the hot guys at the gym.
Why wouldn't you be?
No, I wasn't. Don't say that now that he's on the line. I just drove past you were, last week in the afternoon. There was like three attractive men training. That's all I was. And I was there to get to better myself.
When you first told us that story, we need to get the mop out. The drool that was going on.
Thanks for clarifying.
Tell you what. And now, from chapter unwritten, Sydney's best gym, we are joined by Erin's trainer, Ben, from chapter unwritten. Good morning to you, Ben.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Ben. Oh, my God.
Erin, how are you feeling?
You know what? I had a hot bath when I got home. And then felt amazing. And this morning I feel a little bit sore, but like a good sore.
Well, this really feels like the morning after, doesn't it?
I know. Like, I think I left
is there flowers coming or not?
God, you're an idiot. I'm so sorry about them, Ben. They don't have the professional attitude towards training that I do. In fact, if you would have seen Ed on the front cover of Men's Health.
I did. I was blown away. It's not what I expected.
Oh. He hides it under a bushel or not a bushel, he hides it under a jacket.
Not under the bushels, everyone, if you're looking for me.
It's where you hide in the park.
Right? There's no doubt Ed Cavalli is as hot as. He trains hard, though.
Let's get to the point, please, because I'm here on Chapter Unwritten's Instagram, and I can tell you that they're not mucking around here. It's a lovely place, but they're there to work hard.
It's
they're
not intense.
There to
like
chat.
Yes, like boxers and athletes and
proper
like,
people. Yeah.
So what does that mean?
No, not people? You and you just you're hanging out at Pilates.
There's no
with all
mirrors,
their hot
by
girls.
The way, Ben. Why is there no mirrors?
It's a very controversial topic, Erin. It's a very divisive topic between the men and women here. You know what? It's a no bullshit gym.
I love that.
But Ben, the mirrors help you perv, Ben.
No,
you
know they
do. They do, because you can look
totally
at someone in the mirror. You get that.
He gets that. He gets that.
I really like that there were no mirrors, Ben. So okay, how did I haven't trained like that in 20 years since I was probably, 18.
No excuses.
No, I'm just saying, I've done Pilates for the last 6 months.
Be honest here. Mm. Of all the newbies you've had, where does she rank in level of go for itness?
It's all about expectation management, as you guys know. So she managed my expectations really well in that she set the bar very low in the way she knocked herself down.
Yes.
But she killed it. She was amazing.
There you go.
Did you push her hard? Because I know I've had trainers who have absolutely destroyed me. Did you make her hurt properly?
She was very worried, as was I, at the end of the session of either carking it or vomiting all over Bellevue Road. So, she got through 40 minutes pretty well, and we just progressively got harder and harder, and she took it on the chin.
Did her makeup run, or
oh,
did...
No, God, no.
How many selfies did you have to stop for, Ben?
We were worried about paparazzi in the end of the
She will insist on being in the front window, mate. You can't put her out the back. She's got to be at the front. Right?
So. It was actually, mate, like it was really hard, but I push myself hard. Like I have some element of pride when I do stuff like that, and I want to, you know, work hard. But towards the end there, I did think I was going to hurl chunks, and then going to pick up Eliza, I had to pull over a couple of times and just because I thought I was going to vomit again.
Yeah. But you know what? That means you got your money's worth. This guy is good.
I haven't paid him yet, but I totally will, Ben. You said that through.
Done a runner. Ben from Chapter Unwritten following Aaron's fitness
journey. It was amazing, Benny. I'll see you next week. Thanks, legend.
See you, guys.
See you, mate.
See you, mate.
Now, who's getting him? Hang on. Is Aaron about to leave us? Is that right? Are you about to leave this show for the day?
Yeah, I've got a medical appointment.
Oh. Oh, well, good luck with that. A serious medical appointment.
Okay, I don't, but
don't say that.
Okay, I don't, but I am so committed to this show, and this is the first time ever that I've had to leave early.
You booked a flight to go to a warmer climate at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but I'm. I didn't
go to a war zone.
I didn't realize.
You don't know how. Where are you going?
Well, I'm going to Daydream Island for a work trip. A work trip.
Thank
I just
you so much for your service.
It's a work trip tomorrow that I have to work tomorrow, but I didn't realize flights are really tough to get.
You're working tomorrow? Yeah. What is going on here?
Well, anyway, you guys
take
care.
One out, one in here, isn't it?
Saw you later. Susie,
Ed, and Erin. So while Erin sails off to have the weekend with her boyfriend, she's working though, so don't worry about that. So we are going to carry on with the show, Ed. All right, now, you sailed off earlier in the week because your wife had a baby. So, yeah. And that was fair enough.
It's a bit different. She's going on a sort of a weekend away with her boyfriend that started at 8 a.m. on a Friday. My wife had a child. I don't think those two.
Either way, mate.
Bear. No, not either way. I don't think they bear can. You know, she's sucking back my ties on Daydream Island when my wife gave birth.
Well, what were you doing?
The same thing.
Hanging around like a spare wheel. You know what I mean? Like a. Anyway, you know, you did a great job and paternity leave. You only had a couple
parental
of days.
Leave.
Parental leave. And that's all very well. And, you know, you take as much time as you need, but you're back now and that's great. So on the subject of relationships and love and, you know, publicity and getting it out there, nothing like Married at First Sight.
Still going.
Yeah, it's still.
It finished months ago.
Yeah, but you know what? The aftermath is often more interesting than the actual show.
Aftermath at first sight.
Yeah, there was one couple that were still together.
Yes.
And they were Olivia and Jackson.
Oh, I love their love.
Yes. And we had Olivia on. She was a teacher. She's actually given up teaching now, which is
right.
She's able to move on to OnlyFans. So that's fair enough. They're her own words. They're not my words. They're her words. But she's in a relationship with Jackson. Good. Well, she was.
Oh, no.
Until last weekend.
Don't.
Where there was a video surfaced on TikTok of Jackson at an outer suburban hotel pashing a young woman. And we actually got that young woman on the radio on Tuesday. Her name is Hannah Hughes.
Oh, it's you in a wig.
It's not me in a wig.
Hey, Jackson.
Hannah is a.
You look nice.
Hannah needed to have her say about the video. And we asked her a number of questions. You go to the podcast to find the whole video, actually, or find the whole interview. But we asked her, you know, what's he like to kiss? This is what she said. Is he a good kisser?
I think the fact that I don't remember it proves a lot.
Oh, dear. Dear, oh, dear. Hannah Hughes is.
Yeah, so.
Not missed there. I mean, that's why anyone even knows who Hannah Hughes is.
Yeah, so that's Hannah nice. Also went on to say about, does she feel any guilt about those two breaking up because she pashed him and, you know, didn't she know he was married? She recognized him from the show. She said that she didn't watch the show. Her friend said he's from the show. She had this to say.
You shouldn't have to go out and ask every single guy that you kiss if they're in a relationship.
I think that's say I am really happy I wasn't there for this?
Hey, mate, but we put it on her because the reports were that Olivia and Jackson had broken up.
No.
Because of the video.
Of course.
You've got to remember that on the night in question at the nightclub that Olivia had gone home early to Jackson's house.
So she was there, Olivia.
She was there earlier on. She'd gone home.
Oh, okay. That changes things.
But also Olivia's mum was also staying at Jackson's house.
Hang on.
Yes. So Jackson stayed at the nightclub. Olivia's home at his abode with her mum. Jackson on the way out is kissing other girls. And we asked Olivia whether she would consider a relationship with him. Now that he's broken up with Olivia, would you be up for a relationship with Jackson? Possibly.
Probably not. I mean, I'm living my best 20-year-old single life.
Obviously, we asked that to Hannah, not Olivia.
No, no, Han Hughes is not ready to commit.
Yes, but we thought it was all done and dusted between Olivia and Jackson because
they can't come back from this.
Very hard for married at first sight marriages to stay together at the best of times.
Yeah, especially when the second you turn your back, he's tongue and 20-year-old.
Well, there's been a twist in the tale. I'd no, been told that Olivia had jetted off to Europe. That's what I thought had happened.
She's got a 40-date tour there. She's doing gigs.
No.
Oh.
No. Olivia and Jackson have just put out a joint statement. And this is the two of them. No. This is what they've had to say.
Okay. Just taking a second to jump on here to address what happened last weekend.
Yes, I f***ed up
all the negativity we've been getting from the show. Yep. The way I've kind of been dealing with it is to get blackout drunk, which, don't get me wrong, is an excuse.
So he's saying that he pashed this other woman because of the negativity he got from the show.
So if you want to pash Jackson at a nightclub, all you got to do is quickly hop online, leave a negative comment, give him a shot of whiskey, and hey presto, you could be Han Hughes. Do we have a toilet sound effect? May I please have sound effect?
Mate, this is people's lives, right?
Let's have a toilet. Down they go.
But
down goes Jackson. Down goes Han Hughes. No. Down goes Olivia.
No.
Flushed into the cistern where they belong.
I thought at the end of the joint video between Olivia that Olivia and Jackson did that they would announce their breakup.
Go on.
Listen to this.
It has been, but, you know, I've been very lucky to have Liv by my side and she's, you know, been nothing but an angel throughout it all.
Oh, babe, nice. We're staying together. We've got a lot of healing to do. Ultimately, we love each other and
It's not worth throwing it away.
They've got a heap of healing to do. There could be a heap more coming up, but it's not worth throwing away. No matter how many 20-year-olds he pashes, it's not worth throwing away their relationship.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Now, Erin Mullen is on her way to the airport. She's having a weekend away with her new lover. Which
it's a work trip, she keeps telling us.
No, she's still texting in.
Work trip.
No, you know what? Fresh love deserves time. And actually, on Monday, she's going to tell us something she's already said to her man and did he respond in the appropriate way. That's huge. That's Monday morning. But you know what? We celebrate all sorts of love. Ed, you are in a long-term marriage with a beautiful woman. Her name is Tiffany Hall, tiffxo.com, if you want all your fitness needs sorted.
The gear is unbelievable for winter. I tell you what, we've just had a daughter. My wife gave birth to our baby daughter.
Vader.
Vader, V-A-D-A, Vader, little Vader Cavalli.
No second name, is that right? Or
No, not at this point. We are taking submissions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyone's got an idea for
sell it? Could we sell it? We sponsor it?
Yeah. Well.
Why not?
Yeah, Vader.
Vader Toyota? I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a big company Vader with deep pockets that can really pay up.
Vader Dogecoin Cavalli's got a ring to it.
Crypto, what could go wrong? So, she was born.
Do you want to hear or not?
For people who are just catching up, she was born on Monday afternoon. Is that right?
Yeah, and I said Tuesday when I came on. I got the day wrong. So, it was Monday afternoon at 10 past four. My wife gave birth to our beautiful baby daughter.
And she's beautiful. Yeah, she's unbelievable.
And I'm a business end guy, as you know. I saw it all happen.
Did you? I can't recall. Maybe I smote it from my memory. Is it something you'll never forget, you think, the moment that Vader's head popped out of your wife?
Oh, never. I'll never forget that. I remember my son. I could draw it. I should sketch that, actually.
Why can't I remember?
The Archibald. Actually, has there ever been an Archibald entry of just the crowning head?
Why not? They've got to be famous, but I think Vader's already famous. and that would be, you know what, these days, why not? You know? Should be a sealed section of the Archibald.
A room. Got to be 18 when I come in here.
So,
anyway.
You left the show early yesterday because you were going to the hospital to pick up your wife.
Invader, yes.
Yes.
Leave the baby there. Just go, you have this one. We'll be back. Do you want to hear her first? I recorded this. Do you want to hear her first ever? This is the first time she's ever spoken in public. So this is Vader Cavalli.
Oh, cool.
No, don't be like that. Don't snicker. This is Vader Cavalli 4 days old.
Oh, that is beautiful.
The sound you can hear around Sydney is ovaries bursting.
It is very sweet.
Would you like to hear?
Was that from actually? When was that recording taken?
Yesterday. When we just before we took her home, I was like, "Oh, let's get a little bit of recording because she was being really cute and making some noise."
Yeah, yeah. I thought it might. I thought it could have been in the birthing suite. I thought you might have. Did you film it? Actually,
just leaned a phone over with a microphone, just talking to this, please.
Did you film it?
I did not film it. I offered to have a GoPro on my head, and Tiff said that wasn't funny.
But often,
I said not the baby's head, mine.
But often the people in the room say, "Get your phone out," don't they?
They did say, "Get your phone out," but after Vader was born, they put Vader on Tiff's chest and they said, get your phone out.
Why are you not videoing that? Honestly, what a lost opportunity. What would I do with it? What would you do with it? Just have it there to watch it, you know, later on in life. Right. It'd be great for a 21st.
Has anyone ever re-watched a birth? 13 1060, lines are open. Has anyone in the greater Sydney area ever, quote, re-watched a birth after they filmed it because the lines are open and not a soul will call?
Hang on.
That is the oddest thing you've ever said. I've known you 15 years and that is the oddest thing you've ever said.
No, I reckon that they probably have. Did you film the birth and have you watched it? We didn't film our birth. We should have filmed it. Someone must have filmed their birth.
Right, well, let's go. 13 1060, did you film the birth? And if so, have you ever watched it back?
I'm fascinated by this.
Prepare for silence because this has never happened in the history of the universe.
Lines are open. Get involved. 13 1060. Lines
are open. I'm open to hearing it. 13 1060. Did you film the birth and did you watch it back?
I put it to the Cavalli Empire, which is headed by the matriarch, Tiffany Hall, that the birth of their daughter, Vader, not being filmed was a missed opportunity. And you, Ed Cavalli, said no one films the birth of their children. If they do, they never watch them back. You were adamant.
I was adamant. Well, and I put it to the people. And the people have spoken.
Yes,
they
have.
We have been inundated.
Karina from Annengrove, did you film the birth?
Yes. Hi. Either my husband or the doctor, or I can't remember who, but they filmed the cesarean I had for both my sons.
Yeah.
And we've watched it and my boys have watched it and they were disgusted seeing themselves.
Hang on, Karina. You sat your boys down and you said, "I'm sorry, we're not watching Toy Story today. We are watching your birth."
At what age?
Yes.
Come on.
At what age were they when you made them watch their own entry into this world?
Well, they're 10 and 12 now, and I would say they would have been about 6 and 8. So I made them watch each other's and their own as they were being pulled out of my stomach.
Why?
Did you provide popcorn and maybe a choc top?
No, I just thought it would be interesting for them.
How long did the video go for, do you reckon? Approximately.
It's like 5 minutes. It's not.
And have they ever asked to watch it again, Karina?
No.
Did they ever request it?
Yeah, no, they don't.
Watch the with the C-section? I imagine there's a knife involved, a scalpel. So did they watch the opening up of your tummy?
No, you can't see that because there's like a tarp, but it's just a sheet.
A tarp.
But what are they watch the two hands go in and grab them and then bring them out. Is that right?
Yeah. So you see the baby's head start to appear as he's being pulled up out of the stomach.
Karina.
Yeah, and do they have a newfound respect for their mother and what she went through?
No, not at all.
Oh, God.
What's the point? Do you know what I mean, Karina?
No, the point
they
is...
They appreciate that.
No, I think they will. Even though they won't verbalise their appreciation, they will know deep down the pain their mother has gone through to bring them into this world. So
she's got our last of our QT hotel high teas.
Mate, according to the phone lines, you and me are the only people who haven't filmed the births of our children.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking of a film festival.
Surely Erin went. She would have gone Insta Live on it, wouldn't she?
I think they showed it on the footy show from memory. Fatty had some hilarious comments. Can I please move away quickly and talk about Justin Bieber? He's adding a second and final concert at Sydney Football Stadium on Tuesday, the 29th of November.
Is he going to play tickets? Where are tickets available?
On sale today. Details at frontiertouring.com. Is he going to play?
He's got to play Baby, 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 doesn't he?
Well done.
Was it his first big hit?
That was his first single.
Was it?
At the bowling alley. When he was filming at the bowling alley, he was a teenager.
Hey. Are you saying that we have a double pass?
I am saying that we have the first double pass, and on 131060, the lines are now open, and you can call and receive that double pass.
It's the best news I've heard since the birth of Vader.